discerninghearts.com presents Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors. I'm your host, Chris McGregor, and I am delighted to be joined by Bert Gezzi, who is a popular author and speaker. He's written over 20 books, and his articles have appeared in the Catholic and religious press. For over three decades, Bert has been involved in all levels of religious education. He received his PhD from the University of Notre Dame and has an active career in publishing. With Bert Gezzi, we go inside the pages of Discover Christ, Developing a Personal Relationship with Jesus, co-authored with Dave Notter, published by Our Sunday Visitor. Bert, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you for having me, Chris.
Discover Christ, Developing a Personal Relationship with Jesus. I mean, at the heart of it, our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, is calling all of us to go there, to really develop that. It's essential in the Christian life, isn't it?
It's the very heart, I think, of, you know, you ask, what does it mean to be Catholic? Well, I think that at core, a Catholic is a disciple of Christ, and the book that we have put together, David Notter and I, invites people, leads people, and shows people how to make that commitment to Jesus that's essential for being a Catholic disciple.
Why has it been that in our Catholic spirituality, maybe in our formation over the last several decades, that term, having a personal relationship with Jesus, almost seems foreign to us?
Well, I don't know. I think it's partly because we have catechized people, but we haven't really evangelized them. I mean, Cardinal Turkson says that over the past 50 years, where there's been a lot of catechesis, but not enough bringing people to know Jesus in a personal way. This may be the way things have gone. But I think that what's happening, and it's happening at the encouragement of the Pope, but also throughout various different parts of the Church, people are being led to come to know Jesus and to give him their life.
Talk to us in particular about how this book evolved. If I'm not mistaken, it's a part of a rather wonderful evangelization movement.
Well, the book Discover Christ emerged from a ministry that's based in the Archdiocese of Baltimore called Christ Life, and David Notar, the co-author of the book, is the executive director of Christ Life. And Christ Life, for the past 20 years, has worked to help Catholics come into enter into a really discipleship relationship with the Lord. You know, bringing people to know Christ, get them filled with the Holy Spirit in a new way, train them to follow Christ as disciples, and then help them to share the good news. So they have three programs currently. Three video-based programs, one called Discover Christ, one called Follow Christ, and one's called Sharing Christ. And David felt for a long time a need to have a book that would sum up the content of the Discovering Christ course. And he and I decided we would put it together. And so what the book Discover Christ does is it presents in a book form what's presented in video form in the course for called Discovering Christ. And the idea was that there really wasn't a book out there that you could, an inexpensive book that you could put in somebody's hand and say, look, I know you, you're seeking at the moment. Here's a book that will help you find what you're looking for. So it's a book that any Catholic who can read to renew their faith in Christ, but it's also a book that you can give to somebody who's seeking and somebody you are trying to evangelize or draw nearer to Christ in the Church.
Yeah, that's the core of just that conversion experience, is moving towards Christ. I know that in some RCIA programs, the rites of a Christian initiation for adults, we hear about those. They start up in some places, they're year-round, but in most places they start up in the fall, and they teach people a lot of things. But at the core of it all, like we were just saying, they first have to know Jesus Christ. Otherwise, all the things they will learn stays up in their head, and it doesn't really bear the fruit that you would hope for.
Right, it doesn't get to the heart, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, I think that varies by church program, I think. Mm-hmm. But And I know that in our parish, for example, in the RCIP, there are people who discover Christ in a personal way, but we don't. But I mean, the whole Discover Christ program that's used in many, in increasing number of parishes now, can be something that precedes the RCIA, bringing people to Christ, and then they go into, then they may go into RCIA for their catechesis.
For those who are being brought into a fuller communion in the Catholic Church, that's essential. But it's also for us who are here. I mean, there are just that continuing call of the Holy Father to get to know the person of Jesus. And for many people, I mean, they'll say to you, Bert, well, I believe he was a holy prophet. He was a good man. Or they may even say that he was on par with Buddha or with Muhammad. Or he, but God, really? But that's where it's different, isn't it?
I think that, yes, I think that as a part of, I think that, that many people don't recognize that you can't simply say that Jesus was a good man or a good example or a great teacher, because that's not what he, when you read the Gospels and perceive what they say, what Jesus said about himself, he's not satisfied with being called a great teacher. He's presenting himself as a, as, you know, you have to say he is the Lord or he's not. And so he draws a line across your life.
When we talk about God, too, for the Christian, and this is, isn't it really very important for us to understand that God has revealed himself as three persons. It's a, he's a Trinity. It's a relationship of persons in this Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And entering into a relationship with the Holy Spirit is as important, isn't it?
Yes, I think that one of the things that Jesus came to do as he announced the coming of the kingdom was that he wanted to bring us together in a living organism, the body of Christ, that is animated by, you know, given life by the Holy Spirit. And so that one of the key things that happens to us when we put faith in Christ is we get integrated into the Catholic community, and in that community, when we're baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit, who becomes our very life. And so it's, and what tends to happen, though, is that, and one of the things that the book emphasizes is that many Catholics who are baptized as babies or as children, or even as adults, haven't really recognized that in order to become a faithful disciple and really move ahead with what Christ is doing in your life and in the church and the world, you have to make an adult commitment. You have to make a choice to be a follower of Christ. You know, Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me daily and follow me. Well, to deny yourself actually does not mean, you know, Lenten self-denial, which it could mean, but it mainly means saying, I belong to Jesus. I don't belong to me anymore. I belong to him. I'm giving myself to him. I'm making that adult commitment to put my faith in Christ and the church, and I'm going to do whatever that require, whatever the Holy Spirit leads me to do, I'm going to do.
Mm. Knowing the Holy Spirit, that being open for that outpouring, that particular response and being open in that practice, you write so beautifully of your own experience, because some of us feel that if you open up like that, there will be an outpouring of the Spirit, and if you're not praying in tongues or experiencing some other type of charismatic movement at that moment, well, it didn't take.
No, and well, we all receive the Holy Spirit in baptism, mm-hmm. and confirmation. And you can't, you know, and if you believe in Jesus, you receive, you know, there's a certain way in which the Holy Spirit comes into your life. And my understanding, after many years of thinking and praying about it, is that people yield to the Holy Spirit in different ways, and the outpouring in our life that comes from being baptized in the Spirit gets manifested in different ways. And some people receive charismatic gifts like praying in tongues, but others. And that may happen in a moment and begin to transform them in that prayer experience. Others receive who pray for a fuller experience of the Holy Spirit, receive it over time. And they may or may not receive charismatic gifts, but they certainly are, they certainly receive a new life in the Spirit from that kind of prayer.
It's important to have that type of, just that paraclete, that one who will be the advocate, who will help us, because many of the teachings that when we encounter Jesus are challenging. To be able to love your neighbor, but also to love those who hurt you.
Right. All the pattern of life that Jesus gives us, say in the Sermon on the Mount, or in the Sermon at the Last Supper, all of those teachings that require a response requires a grace. And how do you forbear someone that's someone who's annoying you? You need the grace of the Holy Spirit to do that. Or how do you fight the temptations if you have a problem with anger? How do you learn how to be self-controlled except by the power of the Holy Spirit? I mean, the Holy Spirit is in us as an advocate, but as also the equipper to do those behaviors that are antidotes to the fruits of the works of the flesh. You know, Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, there are works of the flesh, like drunkenness, party spirit, fighting, anger, greed. All of these things are works of the flesh. They're behaviors. And you need to replace them with the behaviors that are the fruit of the Spirit, with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Well, those are not just feelings, those are behaviors as well. And so you need to have the grace of the Spirit to do the behaviors that correct the works of the flesh.
Mm. Over the course of particular seasons, you know, say for example, Lent and Easter, we will see on cable television and other outlets many programs that are trying to tell us who Jesus was. But they won't necessarily be brought to us by people who've experienced him or even have that, open themselves up to that gift of faith that will help him to reveal through them and to others. I'm trying to say it nicely. I don't know if I'm doing it well, but on these programs, they are not necessarily the source in which we can find Jesus Christ. Where can those who are seeking him authentically find him, Bert?
Well, I think that the key way is to say, if you're seeking him, you need to say, like many people do, Lord, I want to come to know you, and he promises that if you seek him, you'll find him. If you look for him, he will reveal himself to you. So, but if you are he promises in John chapter 14 that he's not going to leave us orphans, and that if we love him and seek him, he will reveal himself to us. And he promises that if we abide in his word, he says in John 14, my Father will love you, and my Father and I will come make our home in you. So one of the places to look is in the Scripture. I'd say if I was counseling somebody who was trying to seek the Lord and seek Jesus, I'd say, well, why don't you just ask Jesus to reveal himself to you, and read the Gospel of Mark. Just read it all the way through, and because the Gospel has a life. It's not simply, it's a living word. It's the Word of God. It's living and active. So if you read one of the Gospels, any one of them, but I say Mark because it's the shortest one, or Luke or Matthew or John, then you are putting yourself in the presence of God, and He's going to honor your seeking. So I think that's one place is in the Scripture. If you read it, I have a friend. A friend told me this story. He was talking to somebody who wanted to know Christ but just didn't. And this person said, "Well, why don't you read something of the Gospel of John every day and pray, 'Come and get me, Jesus.'" And the person did that. And after about 6 months of doing that, one evening he was walking by a church, and he saw a gathering of people there, and there was something was going on. He went in, and it was a group of people who were praying for people to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he received the Lord and got baptized in the Spirit in that evening. I mean, so I think, so I tell people, well, why don't you read the gospel and say, come and get me Jesus and see what happens.
Mm, great advice. We're talking with Burke Yezzi, co-author with Dave Nodder of Discover Christ, Developing a Personal Relationship with Jesus. For many, they'll may say to you, Bert, well, I have developed a personal relationship with Jesus. I'm very close to him. Why do I need the church? All they have are rules and regulations.
Well, that is a parody of the church. The church is, is a living organism. You can't really, you know, Jesus is not just a person that you relate to like an ordinary other person. He's God himself, mm-hmm. and he has established himself as a communion of people. So if Jesus is a corporate being, he is the body. He's the head of a body. So when you come to know Jesus, you come to accept life within the communion of people who is the body of Christ. Now, and the church is not primarily an organization with rules and regulations. The church is primarily the living union of men and women in Christ, who are the people of God, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. We are living in a loving relationship with God. Now, and you know, those are the real images of it's a life-giving relationship. Now, in that context, yes, there is an authority. There is an authority, and the authority, you know, regulates our life. But those regulations that are there, those laws that are there, really are expressions of the law of love that gets manifested in the commandments. And the commandments are really, Ten Commandments, for example, are really laws of love. The first three commandments talk about loving God above all, and the last six commandments talk about loving your neighbor. You can't, these are the two laws of, the main laws of the God are love God with your whole mind, your whole heart, your whole strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus amplified that one to say, love one another as I have loved you. And so when the church has a specific teaching that regulates our behavior, it's an expression of the laws of love, really.
Mm. In knowing Jesus and it's in the writings and scriptures that it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me, ultimately. That's from Paul, Galatians 2:20, that and he asks that Christ in us, Jesus, asks the Father and implores us, remain in me.
Right.
And he's leading us ultimately, his greatest relationship, his ultimate is the relationship with the Father. And he had come to do the Father's will. That's what we're called to, isn't it, as well, is that relationship through Christ, and through him, with him, and in him, and that relationship to the Father.
Yes, I think that, you know, one of the, God became a man in Christ, and that Christ always said to his disciples, if you know me, you know the Father. If you know me, if you see me, you've seen the Father. And yes, the revelation of Christ is to reveal the Father and to bring us into a relationship with him.
So, and to know his will, to know the Father's will, it can be very difficult to discern that through because of the culture and all the different influences. So, once again, the great gift of the church to be able to help us to know his will, at least in helping us define those challenges that face us in today's world.
Right. I think that, you fundamentally, if you ask yourself, what's the loving thing to do in the situation it's a big part of getting to know God's will for you. But I think that we all need to, we need to spend time daily praying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that the way to come to know God's will is to spend time at your prime time, whether it's morning or evening. Spend time praying, seeking God. Because all prayers really not something we initiate. Our prayer is a response to God's initiation. God created us to be part of His family, to be His children. He designed us for that relationship, and so He is after us. He's seeking after us. He desires us. He loves us, and He's trying to communicate to us. And our prayer is, even though we think, "Oh, I got to go pray," well, that's a response to something God's initiating. So if I take time to pray in whatever way I find most inspiring, you know, praying spontaneously, praying a prayer book, praying a layman's version of the Liturgy of the Hours, praying the Rosary, whatever I do, if I spend time in that context listening to God, God is going to be communicating to me what he wants of me. The more experience I have of spending time in daily prayer, the more I'm going to be able to hear God's voice, the more I'm going to be able to say, "Oh, that's what God wants me to go that way." You know, I think that's something that if people want to know God's will, they need to take time to be seeking Him in prayer and listening.
Again, a wonderful guide in deepening this relationship and knowing just these helpful practices that can help us to grow in that relationship is found in Bert Gezzi's new book, Discover Christ, Developing a Personal Relationship with Jesus, co-authored with Dave Noter. And in it, you also, it's just real essential, is the service and evangelization section where, boy, Matthew 25 makes it pretty clear on how we're going to know Him, but also how He will know us.
Right. An appropriate response to giving yourself to Christ and coming to know Him is to engage yourself as His disciple. And disciples are called to continue Christ's work. And that's a work of service and evangelization. So we don't say much about it in this particular book, but we make it clear that there is a call to serve and a call to evangelize, a call to reach out and work for social justice and to care for the poor and the marginalized. The second course in the Christ Life program is called Following Christ. It lays out the whole program of discipleship, including, you know, more teaching on evangelism and service. And the third course, Sharing Christ, is actually training Catholics how to do evangelization, which is very significant. And this book is a significant book at this time because we are entering a year of faith beginning in October of 2012. And the Pope has created, you know, a dicastery in the Vatican focusing on the new evangelization. And there's going to be a synod on new evangelization in the fall as well, which, you know, the awareness of Catholics is being raised to our responsibility to reach out to others and bring them to know Christ in the Church and to work for social justice. Mm-hmm. So that the book is a useful part of helping Catholics do that.
Let's talk just briefly about the parish and small group resources that are available through Christ Life. It is, again, it's something that parishes can do, but also apostolates, ministries. I mean, it's open and accessible for anyone.
Yes, Christ Life, people can go to christlife.org and learn about what Christ Life does. They actually run training conferences to do the Discover, all the programs. They make available the video packages and training manuals to do the Discover Christ, discovering, following, and sharing Christ programs. Now, the programs are 7 weeks. They follow a specific dynamic. People are invited to come. There's a potluck dinner provided for free, and then there's a talk either presented by a speaker or by the video. And then there are very welcoming small groups afterwards for about half an hour. And there's a lot of worship and singing. And so what happens is there's a community-based experience over 7 weeks with people who come to know each other, but they also begin to experience the presence of the Lord in the meetings. And there's a weekend retreat, or a Saturday retreat at least, where the people are introduced to the Holy Spirit and pray for a greater experience of the Holy Spirit in their lives. But by the time they're finished, they want to know what's next. and they want to get engaged. The programs are really designed to engage people with a desire to serve in the parish. It's a parish-based program. Mm.
Yeah, it's a important time now, isn't it, in particular for Catholics in the United States. So many are hearing the anxiety-ridden news reports about the bishop standing up for religious liberty. And the only way that we can really meet that challenge isn't so much to learn the arguments, but to experience some and receive that gift, because it will be Christ who will carry us, even in those times when we're not sure of how to respond.
Yeah, I think Catholics need to be informed about the religious liberty question. It really is more a question of religious liberty currently than it is a question of, you know, birth control and and life issues. Because what's happening is that the focusing on birth control and on sterilization and the things that the HSS are requiring muddies the water. The real issue is the danger that religious liberty is going to be more and more compromised. And so we do need to be strong in our faith in Christ and the Church, but we also need to understand the issues as well, I think.
Yeah, and even in those areas that we're just not sure, I mean, because it should challenge us. We can trust in Him, and He will help guide us through it. But we need to have that relationship and the gift of the Spirit and that wonderful relationship with the Father to be able to continue to be that disciple, don't we?
Yes, and the culture may cause us suffering and grief. And it looks like that may be happening. So yes, knowing and loving the Lord is what gets you through. You know, if you look at the lives of the saints, for example, not a one of them had an easy time. They were challenged by their culture and even by others in the church challenged them, and it was their personal relationship with the Lord that carried them through. Even those who, like Mother Teresa and Saint Jane de Chantal and Teresa of Lisieux, who spent times not really experiencing the presence of the Lord, because they were committed to the Lord, they got through them very difficult and challenging times.
Burkesi, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's been my pleasure. God bless, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With Burkesi, we've gone inside the pages of Discover Christ, Developing a Personal Relationship with Jesus. To learn more about this book or to obtain a copy, go to osv.com, the website for its publisher, Our Sunday Visitor. Or you can obtain it at any fine Catholic bookstore. To learn more about Christ Life Ministries, go to christlife.org. To hear and or download this discussion along with many others, go to discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of discerninghearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join me next time for Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors.